Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we are continuing the prosperity reading for November. Intuitive information is designed to help you know what to do. So I'd say write these messages down. If you're just tuning into this show, there are 10 shows in this series. I believe this is 7 or 8. This might be 8, actually. So I'd write them down and then just notice when situations come up, and you'll find that one of these cards applies to it. It's pretty miraculous. So another message on cleaning up energy, right? We're energy people, so we do a lot of cleaning up energy. So it looks like we're going to be doing some more of that in November. So this card is the reasons based in low self-esteem, clean up your why. So what this means is you might be pursuing something from a place of low self-esteem. And so all you have to do is go in and get clear about why you're doing it and then rearrange it. Because what I find is when we are pursuing something from a place of low self-esteem, essentially we're trying to heal that wound within us by achieving some goal in regards to this reading, because it's related to prosperity. Something around money, we're using it to heal a wounded part of ourselves. And so you just got to look at it and become aware of it. And then make a different choice. 9 times out of 10, I bet the desire will change. Anytime I have pursued something from a place of low self-esteem, not only has it not worked out in the way that I wanted, and it caused a lot of suffering. So I would encourage you, all these messages are great. This is one I would look at, because when we're acting out of low self-esteem, we create a lot of mess, a messy thing that we'll have to just clean up later. So I'm going to Google Lowe's quickly, see if I can pull up an infographic on low self-esteem, just so you can start churning in your mind a sense of what it might sound like. So I can't do it. I'm not worthy. I must not make a mistake. I'm not good enough. Nobody loves me. I have to be perfect. Let's see another infographic here. You lack self-trust. You're constantly comparing yourself to other people. You engage in people-pleasing behavior. Oh, gosh, in my 20s, I spent a lot of money doing the whole people-pleasing game. You feel little control over your life, so you may be making a choice or decision or pursuing something, trying to gain a false sense of control over your life. And then you don't reinforce boundaries. Low self-esteem. So it could be you're doing it, and you're giving someone some money, and you just need to set a boundary there, or you're over giving at work from a place of low self-esteem, whatever that looks like for you, and really you just need to go in and say, hey, I've done enough here. So play with it. It's a serious message in the sense that, again, I find that when we play out low self-esteem through our finances, it creates just a mess. And that mess comes in a lot of different forms. So if it's at work, you could be overworking and you create, some form of illness for yourself. Or if it's in, again, messy boundaries, you create a weird dynamic with someone. If it's from a place of self-trust, you're not trusting yourself, you might resist taking an action that could really move you forward. So please take the time to look at where you might be pursuing something from a place of low self-esteem. Also, low self-esteem actions, when we realize that's the why behind that is rooted in low self-esteem, It can be a pretty easy fix once you become aware of it. But low self-esteem, I love the first infographic I read to you, the I can't. That I can't can get really aggressive. And we might be taking an action that we think, I'm standing up for myself. But really, the motives behind it are rooted in I can't. So even if what you're standing up for is sincere and is actually a form of injustice. Had a client a couple of weeks ago who had some issues at work, and she said she was taking some actions around it through HR. And I told her, I said, well, before you go in the meeting, because you know, I'm a psychic, I could hear it. What was behind it was some low self-esteem, some I can't energy, and even though she was justified. So I was reading it where, like, yeah, she was totally right that these things had occurred in the workplace that were inappropriate. But her the energy churning her taking this stand was rooted in low self-esteem. So that you can clean up really quickly, right? And it's easy just to focus on, like, yeah, this was an injustice, period, right? But yeah, I'm an energy worker, I'm a psychic, I'm a spiritual worker. I'm not talking about the psychology of this. You might need to go and do some work around it psychologically. On an energy standpoint, I do believe that once you become aware of, like, oh, that powerlessness feeling, and that's rooted in low self-esteem, you can turn that around by shifting into, okay, what is the truth in this? What is the, you know, she could just, in that situation, she just needed to focus on, yeah, these things were done inappropriately, and not take it personally and not make it about her, right? And then then the low self-esteem is no longer backing the action, and it is more well received, right? Because what happens, we think that nobody knows that there is low self-esteem backing an action, but they do. And as a result of that, they can feel it vibrationally. So people might not pay attention to you. They might not be listening to you. They might not be honoring what you're saying. Right now in my life, I'm going through a pretty big transition in a lot of levels, big life transition stuff. And it's been fucking weird, man. And I'm like, all this stuff is showing up, and I'm like, and I feel like I'm not being heard. And I'm like, oh, this is all of my own insecurity about making this transition. I'm acting out of it. You know, even if my, you know, the action I'm taking is genuine, it is the next right step, that insecurity, that fear, even low self-esteem in there, it's keeping people from being able to show up and assist me, because they're hearing the vibration of I can't, right? Oh my God, right? And so the way you clean that up is you just become aware of it, and then you shift into a different vibration. So there are a lot of different ways to do it, but start just having a conversation with yourself. You can just be like, hey, self, I get it. This is scary as fuck, but we don't need to take this into this situation. And you can even see yourself envisioning. So for me, the way I would do it is, if I know that's running in the background, right, then I would say, okay, I know I need to look at that. And I'm doing, you know, these energy dumps. I have the notebook that I'm writing in and trying to catch all those feelings before I take an action. But let's just say I do make a phone call, and it's rooted, not the behind it, running in the background, maybe not the roots of it, running in the background is some insecurity, some low self-esteem. So what I do is I can pray before the call and say that I get the most helpful person and they hear me. I can temporarily see that part of myself, that scared part of myself, that little girl part of myself. I can give her a nice cozy little room with the TV and a stereo, because she loves dances to music, and say, okay, you're going to go in here while I go and do this action. And then I can kind of energetically seal that part of myself off so I can do what I need to do. What else? There's so many. I mean, I have a wealth of these types of exercises, rituals. I mean, we can even call them spells, if you will. So if you want some insight on that, I can help you with it. All done for the highest and greatest good of myself and the planet and all those involved. Yeah. Okay. So again, the message is reasons based in low self-esteem clean up your why. So the cleanup doesn't need to be challenging on the energetic side. You just need to shift your attention to focus more of your energy on whatever it is that you're doing or the desire. And in that, the desire might change once you get clued in that, oh, that is rooted in low self-esteem. You know what? Actually, I don't even want that. I'm wanting that from that place within me. I really want this. I find that that happens a lot too. So reasons based in low self-esteem, clean up your why. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Work with Amy. And in the dropdown, you'll see the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. I have a 3-month option. I told you about the 1-year option. I have a 3-month option, same service, unlimited sessions. It's really great when you want to create a massive result and you want to keep your energy high. You want to keep your energy focused. You want to move in the direction of what you want with ease and grace and love and joy and do all this work that I'm telling you about, but in a very flowy, beautiful, as you need it way, then the Massive Result 3-month option might be a good fit for you. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care. Bye.